Congratulations, Dwayne.
Thank you.
So, what were your expectations going into the draft?
I really didn't know what was going to happen, but now that we are at this point, I am grateful for what has happened, and I'm just happy to be with this organization, and I'm ready to go at this point.
For those of us who haven't seen you play much, can you just describe your running style? I saw some converted receiver in the background. You're a bigger guy. What can you do on the field?
I would say being fast and physical and just knowing the game very well. I'm a real patient runner, and then more so, I'm a home runner. I like to take the ball for a distance, I should say. Just a little entertainment to my game that I believe works in every offense, I should say. And yeah, just being big, fast, and physical, and like just knowing the game, seeing things before it can happen. Like my specialties with running the ball, and yeah.
How much special teams have you played?
I did all special teams earlier in my college career, and then like that's why I have became a starter. Like I kind of slowed down on it, but yeah, pretty much all special teams.
Dwayne, they talk about running backs having odometers, essentially, mileage on their legs before they run out. How much did the injury you had last season play into your decision to come out?
Not really. Like that wasn't really much the decision, I should say. But I just felt like it was time to come out. I just believed in myself and accomplishing my dreams, and yeah, the injury never really got to me for coming out this year.
Are you you 100% now, or will be shortly?
Oh yeah, I'm fresh to go.
What contact did you have with the Lions during the pre-draft process?
I took my official visit there, and just did a meet and greet with all the coaches, and like just got to know them as they got to know me, and just took a tour of the facility, seeing how nice it was out there, and yeah.
You have a lot of interesting metrics, speed and size and strength, but the red flag that keeps coming up on the scouting reports is the ball security. 10 fumbles in college. What are you doing to work on that? Do you feel like you're improving in that area?
Yeah, I would say just over this period of time of coming out, like I've really been focused on that situation, and I mean, like I feel like what had happened during college games and like stuff like that, like if it happened, like it happened for a reason, but like there's nothing that I could do about those moments, but at this point, yeah, I've been working on it.
Was there a mechanical fix that you needed to make in the way you were carrying the football?
Like just being a bigger running back, longer arms, like you tend to have a bigger stride, and like you run like more comfortably, I should say. But like I just focus more on my 5 points of pressure and just keeping the ball high and tight.
What do you know about the rest of the Lions' backfield and you know the competition that you'll face there?
There's going to be competition anywhere you go. But I'm just ready to get in there, see what I could do, and just do my best, and just do whatever I could do to help out the organization.
What is becoming a father? How's that changed your approach to life and football?
First off to life, I would just say just being a father is great itself. Like she really changed my life, I should say. Like she makes me think about more things, doing the right thing, I should say. Like it wasn't really a good problem back then, but like I've always done the right thing. But just having her by my side is more of a motivation, and just family support, and like just like making good decisions and stuff like that. And then towards football, I just want her to grow up knowing that, like, her daddy did something that, like, she can tell others and that, like, her daddy was a football player and hopefully a Hall of Fame.
Were you named after anybody?
I wasn't.